From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. When we look at how things have changed, we have a perspective that is our own. The place where we started life and formed these early memories, the smells, sounds and things that surrounded us, form the basis on which we develop our opinions. This is understood by the social scientists and behavioural economists who try to understand and explain how and why we do things. What this means is that before transport was mechanised, it was natural to consider walking and use of animals for carriage, and when the motor vehicle appeared, it was unnatural and to many, frightening. Then there was the telephone and electricity, that invisible thing that could leak from sockets if the switch wasn't turned off. Each of these things caused as much confusion as they brought benefits to the users. Now, people that developed their awareness of living with these things as growing children formed opinions that it is normal to have them as part of an ordinary life. If we stop and think about our own opinions on the subject and try and fathom where they are from, we might be surprised. For instance, when we think about this hobby and how we got involved, there is a context, a framework of people and technology that stimulated us to join. There are many people who owe their involvement in amateur radio to the CB boom of the 70s and 80s. Currently, there seems to be a burst of nostalgia, causing the old rigs from that time to be considered collectible and have an increasing value. With this in mind, when we think about encouraging a new generation of people to join radio and electronics as a pastime or recreation, we have to think of how they have learned to use this kind of technology and whether it is exciting or just so common they walk by without noticing. For people who never saw TV, black and white was a thrill. But now the thrill is thinking of streaming ultra-high definition to a mobile device. For people who only experienced broadcast radio and a telephone fixed to the wall by a cord, being able to talk to others on a two-way or CB was the buzz. With the internet and real-time video chat, there has to be more than the memories of last century to engage people. We need to remember our own attitudes to this hobby have been formed a while back. And we should think of how would someone new get excited about what we do. Our normal is somebody else's old hat, and we need to think of a way to blow their hat off. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.